Vic Tunney.
How you doing?
I'm fine, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
My name is Tom, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Before starting the interview, we need to do something called the review, la rétrospective in French.
Okay.
The review is a 30-second interview during which I'll ask you questions about key moments of your life. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Vic Tunney, your date of birth?
5th January 2001.
The favorite place of your childhood?
Ojo Lagos, Nigeria.
At what age did you start doing music?
17.
The song you're the most proud of?
I don't know, stubborn.
The artist that inspires you doing music?
Drake.
Let's stop the clock. Vic Tunney, during this interview, we're going to talk about your present, your past, and your future.
Okay.
So we're recording this interview during Paris Fashion Week, which is why you're here.
Yeah.
How are you finding it so far?
It's been good. I've only been here for 24 hours, but it's been nice, good energy. I don't like the fact that the sun isn't out, though. It's kind of like been messing with me, but how do you guys do with that?
We just don't. We're just struggling with that terrible weather.
Yeah,
because it's winter.
Like yeah, that. It is. But aside that, it's been good.
That's why in Paris people get depressed.
Yes, I understand that.
You've released a few months ago your debut album, Stubborn.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be an EP in the very beginning, right?
Yes, it was.
So why did you decide to make it a full album?
Because I have music, right? And at the time, I just had so much music that I feel like my fans ought to hear. You know, so what's the point in keeping music if I make it for these people anyway, right? And that's why I just switched plans and I made it an album.
According to you, why is it different from your two last EPs?
This is like my introduction of Vic Tunney to like the fans, you know. I feel like with other projects, it's been primarily Afrobeats, you know, because that was like the start of my career. So obviously I had to do what the people could understand quickly. But I think with the album, I took that jump, I took that leap, and I'm like, you know what? I don't care. Right, this is me. This is the music I make that you guys don't know. You know, and I feel like that kind of like just made a difference, because with songs like Risk, Tiny Apartments, it's a fresh sound. And, you know, this is the first time I didn't think, oh, how would people receive this? Like, I just didn't care because it's an album, so why not just, you know, do that? So I did that, and yeah.
You did this album for yourself?
I mean, I did it for my fans, but I also wanted to, I didn't do it out of fear. You know, before now, I'll always think about, oh, what would people think about this? Like, I wanted people to hear everything, you know, and yeah, that's why I did the album.
Stubborn is also the title of the 9th track of the album, featuring Asake.
Yeah.
Why is it important to be stubborn in life?
It's very important to be stubborn because life always throws challenges at us, you know, and I feel like that's one quality you have to have, you know, to stay strong, you know, stay stubborn so you see to the end whatever challenge you're facing.
Yeah, but is it always good to be stubborn though?
I mean, hey, I can always speak for myself, right? But I'll say this though, stubborn with humility, it works, because if you're humble, you would always listen. You know the right time to listen, and you also know when it's time to be like stubborn and be strong-willed and say no, you know. So if you're going to be stubborn, at least be humble. I'd say that.
You know, I laugh because when I ask this question, is it always good to be stubborn? You just smiled, and this smile meant like, dude, look where I am right now.
Yeah. Right. That's kind of like one of the reasons why I'm here, you know, because if I wasn't stubborn, right, I don't think I'll be here today, because I'll do what everyone else is doing, because where I come from, making it as an artist isn't something that is very feasible, you know, like it's not achievable. It's not, it doesn't just happen. I didn't see anybody that was really close to me that made it out as an artist, but I didn't listen to what anybody told me, and I'm here today, so yeah.
I've got a few questions about the music video. I think you've partially answered that, but you know, you're wearing a chainmail, carrying a sword,
yeah,
as if you were a knight.
Yeah.
What does this symbolize?
At the time where I was working on the album, I chose that outfit. It was for multiple reasons, right? But like for the same purpose, just to kind of like show people that at that point in my life, I was struggling with a lot internally, right? Like decision makings, like, you know, people that I was working with in music, just a whole lot, right? And because I couldn't necessarily like voice out, you know, I chose to express that through like my style at the time. So that's why I put on the chainmail, you know, and yeah.
What are the biggest battles you're currently fighting?
The biggest battles I'm currently fighting is a battle with myself. You know, I feel like in recent times, been on like a journey of like discovering who I really am, you know, and it's been really conflicting. You know, today I feel this way, tomorrow I feel another way, you know, and it's brought a lot of doubts, like changing the things that I believe in. You know, a lot of relationships in my life have failed, friends, girlfriends, you know, and not to say like whether it's their fault or mine. Some of them is my fault and others it wasn't, but all these things, you know, are like challenges that we face. I'll say adulthood. let me sum it up like that, you know, because like growing up, it used to be this way. It's just, we're all happy, you know, I trust you, you trust me, we all go together. But getting into the world and finally doing things on my own, meeting people and just realizing that life isn't like that, you know, has been like a very big battle, you know, I've been fighting, and, you know, it's always like within me, because every time I sit down to reflect, you know, it's like a battle, like Jinya say, because it's not easy to let go of yourself to find the truth, right? So I feel like, yeah, that's like my biggest battle right now, just with me, bro.
Adulthood can be a very tough process, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
I know that for sure. You know what's interesting is that earlier today I was doing other interviews, people like were just figuring out adulthood, but they were 40 years old.
Yeah,
you know, so I don't think it's necessary to be in a rush,
yeah,
to have all of the answers to our questions. I think we do have time, even though we live in a fast-paced environment.
We do.
You just said you lost some friends, some girlfriends, and you say sometimes it was my fault. What makes you say that?
I mean, the obvious, right? You just know when you wrong people, right? I think we all know bad from good, right? So when you sit down and think about it, and you process your actions, and you're like, oh, damn, I did this, I shouldn't have. Right, sometimes we're too, in that very moment, we don't see it, right? We think that we have the right to act a certain way because of, you know, certain things that may be happening in our lives. But I think outside of those moments, when you think about it, you know when, you know, it's your fault. And yeah, so moments like that.
In Stubborn, you say, make nobody call me Idolo again.
Yeah.
So, you know, English is not my native language. So what does Idolo mean?
Idolo is like an idol, like when somebody idolizes you, you know, and that's me basically saying, I don't really want anybody to call me their idol, because it circles back to what I was trying to describe earlier, you know. That's one of the emotions that came with the album, that came with the song Stubborn. You know, I'm still trying to figure out myself. I don't even know who I am. You know, I'm having this battle with my alter ego, so I don't want anybody to idolize me. Like, I'm just as human as you are. You know, I'm not all the superstar celebrity thing. That's how you see it on the internet. That's how you see it on TV. But behind all this is just me, you know.
So. Yeah.
Don't do that.
I think it puts so much pressure.
Yeah.
Because people can see yourself as a perfect man with no flaws.
Yeah.
And I know it can be quite. We don't have to disappoint anybody, you know.
Right. So that's what I was saying.
Victony, it's time to dive into your past. Did you feel like you were an outcast when you were a child?
In some way I did, you know, with the things that I like and what I found interesting. A lot of people didn't necessarily, you know, the style of music I used to like, the way I used to want to dress, the way I wanted to express myself, it was quite different from my immediate environment. So kind of I was, but I still found a way to blend in. I wasn't like necessarily like by myself or like on my own, but just mentally I knew, like, you know, I was very, you know, I wasn't in the same headspace as a lot of people around me. So it's a mix. I wasn't and I was, so it's kind of like it's in between.
Did you consider music as a way to escape from reality?
Right now, it used to be like that, but right now it is though, because when I'm in the studio and I'm making a song and, you know, it's making me so happy, I tend to forget everything else until that session is over. I'm like, oh, here we are again. So right now, I would say yes.
Do you still feel like you're different from other people today?
Yes, I still feel so. And that's one of the things I mentioned earlier, like this, when you asked about what my biggest battle is, it's like this, you know, trying to figure out who I am, you know, figure out all these things, like, yeah, just really know, like, really know me, you know. And I feel like it's a unique case, because when I'm in some settings, like the way I think about things or like process things is very different from how other people do. So yeah.
The question I'm gonna ask you will sound weird.
Yeah.
But what do you wanna know from yourself?
What do I wanna know from myself?
Yeah. Or about yourself, yeah.
I'm just at a point where I have like some doubts about the things that I used to believe in, you know, what I used to like assess things, or what I used to like assess people around me, you know. So it's kind of like knowing what my core is, like what are my values, you get what I'm saying, like just knowing me for me for real, because a lot has changed, right? And when I have conversations with people that I trust or people who, you know, I learn from, you know, it's usually different from like how I see it. So it's like I'm trying to navigate life in a way where like I'm doing the right things, but also I also want to do what it is that I really want. So in between that, just finding out the balance between that, you know, that's really what I want to find for myself. Like, yeah.
What event changed your life the most?
I want to say my accident, but the more I grow older, that perspective changes. So I'd say, I think it's becoming who I am, like becoming Victony changed my life.
All right.
Yes, because the process of becoming Victony, that's what caused the accident, in the process of trying to become Victony. Because I left school, I came to Lagos for a video shoot, you know, and that's how I had the accident. But I kept on moving, right, regardless of that. I mean, a lot changed after that, but it didn't, everything changed when I became Victony for real. So I would say that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you still in the process of becoming Victony?
I am. I mean, I am Victony now. You know, before I used to be Ebuka. Yeah. So that transition from Ebuka to Victony.
To Victony.
Yeah, it changed life for me.
All right.
Yes.
So for people who are not aware, indeed in 2021, you were involved in a car crash.
Yes.
It was quite serious because you lost a friend. You almost lost your legs. You've been in a wheelchair for a year.
Yeah.
Do you remember the actual car crash, or did you just wake up in the hospital confused and, you know, not understanding what was going on?
I woke up in the hospital, and, you know, when I saw videos after, it kind of like refreshed my memory on what happened, but I didn't know the exact moment at which it happened.
So is it after this accident that you took music seriously? Yeah.
No, I've always taken music seriously. And after the accident, I kind of like just kept on going. So I don't think anything changed. I would have been on the same energy if the accident happened or not.
All right.
So yeah.
If there was an object or a memory from your past you could bring back to your present, what would it be?
An object or a memory from my past.
Or maybe even a person, who knows?
A person. If I could bring them back, that would be my grandmother.
Really?
Yeah, because I've been missing her. You know, sometimes she crushed my mind and I'm like, damn, she's going to RIP to her. She's dead now, so yeah.
What kind of memories you used to share with her?
You know, I just used to enjoy teasing her. I just see how she reacts to that. I enjoy her innocency as an old woman because the only thing she stood by was, you know, loving us and loving God. You know, and it's just hard to see people like that. And I guess that's why I truly miss her, because now I'm becoming an adult. You know, everything is changing around me. I'm just like, damn, you know, so yeah.
And you wanted her to see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand you. Victorine, let's talk about your future.
What about my future?
So, on your album, there are Shory Moore, Shally Poppy, St. John, Tizo Touchdown, Ashake, and Kidzo. You've worked with Burna Boy, Era Star, Rima, Oxlade, etc., etc. And it's only the beginning.
Yeah.
What's left to do?
What's left to do? There's still so much to do. Obviously, I want to like keep building what I have, keep building the fan base I have, expand them. I want to fill up the O2. I want to do, what's it called? Madison Square. You know, I want to do all that, you know. I want to build my fan base to a point where like we can fill up those rooms. You know, that's what I want for myself. I think it's pretty much just to keep expanding my fan base because, yeah, that's it. There's nothing else that I want to do more than that. There's no collaboration or no award that I want to get more than expanding my fan base to that level. So yeah.
And I guess there's another thing to do. It's to find yourself. If I understand right. Yeah.
Yes. Find myself.
Do you consider yourself as an international artist now?
Yes, I'm in Paris.
Yeah. Do you realize what's going on right now? Like,
right. Sometimes I pinch myself. I'm like, damn, all this is happening. All this good stuff is happening to me. You know, I feel blessed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now it's the last part of the interview. Mm-hmm. And this last part is called the capsule. You're going to have a minute on your own and you'll be able to say anything you want to say, a message you want to share, how you feel, a life lesson, anything.
Yeah.
It starts in 10 seconds. Goodbye, Victorine.
So, who am I talking to? Talking to the camera. Five, four, yo.
Three. One. Open the capsule.
Everybody who knows me, who knows Victorine, or who's a fan of my music, it's just primarily like young people like myself. I know you guys vibe with me. I just want to say something to you today. We're young, right? I don't put so much pressure on yourself because that's one lesson that I have learned personally. Like, putting pressure on myself didn't do me any good, right? Like, it stops me from experiencing life, like really being in the moment, you know, just constantly being in the future or in the past hasn't done any good to me. So if I'm to say anything, I'll say that to you, you know, just kind of like relax, be in the moment, be in the present, love yourself, love your family, love everybody.